Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Anucha Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witness adjournments amid uproar by Treasury and opposition benches over various issues. Government says scheme for cashless treatment of road accident victims to be launched soon in the entire country. Initiative already saved over 2,000 lives in 6 states. 7 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. UAE Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi this afternoon. Portugal's Foreign Affairs Minister Paulo Rangel arrives in New Delhi on a 4-day official visit to India. And in World Chess Championship in Singapore, the crucial 14th and the final contest between Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh and China's Ding Lijian to begin in a short while. And now the news in detail. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed disruptions over various issues. Amid ruckus, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha adjourned till 2 p.m. after uproar by Treasury and the opposition benches. Now we go live to our correspondent, Dharmendra Kumar Rai, for the latest updates from the Parliament. Dharmendra, could you tell us how the proceedings are going on in the Parliament and what major issues are being raised by Treasury and opposition benches?
Anuja, if we talk about today's business transacted so far in Parliament, the issues of George Soros and Adani Group continue to dominate in the proceedings of both the houses. Treasury bench is raising the issue of Ali's link between the Congress leaders and US-based George Soros Foundation. NDA MPs are accusing the Congress party of working against the interest of the nation and demanding explanation from the main opposition party. While on the other hand, Congress-led opposition parties are continuously raking up the issue of alleged bribery charges against the Adani Group. In the Lok Sabha, the House functioned smoothly and completed the question hour. But during the 0 hour, Treasury and opposition benches MPs traded barbs against each other on their respective issues. In the Rajya Sabha also, similar scenes witnessed as both the Treasury and opposition benches leveled allegations and counter-allegations against each other on various issues.
Thank you, Dharmendra, for giving us that update. After the completion of the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Congress MP Jyoti Mani raised the issue of alleged bribery charges against the Adani Group. Countering her allegation, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey raised the issue of alleged nexus between the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation and the US-based George Soros Foundation. He alleged that the Bharat Jodo Yatra of Rahul Gandhi and his US trips was sponsored by George Soros. He also accused that George Soros had made huge investments in the Indian stock market during the UPA regime. Objecting to Mr. Dubey's remarks, the opposition parties, including Congress and others, trooped into the well, raising slogans against the government. Amid din, the chair adjourned the House till 1 p.m. Earlier, as the House met for the day, Speaker Om Birla expressed unhappiness over the personal remarks made by TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee against the Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya in the House yesterday. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties. The members from the opposition objected to this and started sloganeering in the House. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said, Chair cannot be questioned with regard to admissibility and Chairman's ruling cannot be questioned. He criticized the Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, for questioning the Chairman by holding a press conference and termed it condemnable.
Chairman's ruling cannot be questioned or criticized. To do so is contempt of the House and the Chairman. दुख के साथ कहना पड़ता है कि कल लीडर ऑफ द ऑपोजिशन श्री खड़गे जी जो उन्होंने एक प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस करके चेयर को क्रिटिसाइज किया ये बहुत ही आपत्तिजनक है दिस इज ऑब्जेक्शनेबल
Mr. Nadda proposed a censure motion on the conduct of opposition members. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the Treasury bench is trying to divert the attention of the House, as allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches continued. The chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Cashless treatment of accident victim scheme will be soon launched in the entire country. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said this in the Lok Sabha in a reply during the question hour today. The minister said the scheme prevailing in 6 states will be launched in Uttar Pradesh and later in the rest of the country. The scheme enables the victims of the road accidents to avail cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees in the hospitals.
होगा उसमें 7 दिन तक का खर्चा या 1.5 लाख रुपए वो उनको तुरंत मिल जाएगा। मैं उनको और बताना चाहता हूँ, उत्तर प्रदेश में ही इसकी शुरुआत हो रही है और अगले 3 महीने में ये पूरे देश में इस योजना की शुरुआत करेंगे।
Mr. Gadkari said cashless treatment scheme has saved 2,100 lives in 6 states where the scheme is being implemented now. Expressing concern at the growing number of accidents on highways, the minister requested the members to set up accident prevention committees in every district to look into the reasons leading to such road accidents. The number of registered enterprises on MSME Udyam portal has increased from 1.65 crores on 31st of March 2023 to 5.6 crores on 30th of November this year. Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Jitan Ram Majhi said in a written reply in Lok Sabha that this shows an addition of 3.95 crore enterprises during the period. He highlighted that the average number of registrations on Udyam portal per day is now more than 30,000. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Chhattisgarh, at least 7 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district today. A joint team of CRPF, Special Task Force and District Reserve Guard launched a search operation in Abujmar area of the district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During their operation, a gun battle ensued in which 7 Maoists were killed. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the slain Maoists. Exchange of fire was still going on in the area when reports last came in. In Jammu and Kashmir, in a significant achievement in the ongoing efforts to combat terrorism and maintain peace in the region, security forces in a joint operation busted a terrorist hideout in Riasi district last evening. Based on credible intelligence inputs, a search operation was conducted by security forces in the Lapri area of Mahor Tehsil of the district, leading to the discovery of a hideout. The security forces unearthed a huge cache of arms and ammunition. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the honorary rank of General of the Indian Army on the Nepal Army Chief Suprabal Janaseshwari General Ashok Raj Sigdel at the investiture ceremony in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The Chief of the Army Staff in Nepali Army, General Sigdel, was awarded for his military prowess and contribution to fostering Nepal's long and friendly association with India. UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi in the afternoon. In the evening, the UAE Foreign Minister Zayed Al Nahyan and the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold the India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in the National Capital. The visiting dignitary arrived in New Delhi last night to take part in the 4th Strategic Dialogue and the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister of Portugal Paulo Rangel has arrived in New Delhi today on a 4-day official visit to India. This is his first official visit to India. During his visit, Portugal's Foreign Minister will hold a meeting with the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, in New Delhi tomorrow. He is also scheduled to travel to Goa to participate in programs on Saturday. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has highlighted that the country's domestic tourist visits increased from nearly 120 crores in 2014 to 250 crores in 2023. Mr. Shekhawat was interacting with the media about the initiatives and development in the tourism sector in New Delhi.
कल्चर क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी में और अधिक इन्वेस्टमेंट हो, ये भारत का जो संकल्प था, एक बार फिर पूरा विश्व उसको दोहराता हुआ ऐसा दिखाई दे रहा है. हम सब जानते हैं कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में जिस तरह से विरासत का सम्मान हमने करना प्रारंभ किया है, एक बहुत महत्वाकांक्षी परियोजना संस्कृति मंत्रालय ने ली है और माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के मार्गदर्शन में हम भारत के 10,000 साल के इवोल्यूशन को दिखाने के लिए दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा म्यूजियम हमारे राष्ट्रपति भवन के सामने नॉर्थ और साउथ ब्लॉक में बनाने की योजना पर काम कर रहे हैं.
The World Ayurveda Congress and Ayurveda Expo commenced at Dehradun in Uttarakhand today. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami inaugurated the event at the parade ground. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed confidence that the prestigious event would serve as a pivotal platform for advancing research, development and new discoveries in Ayurvedic practices. Mr. Dhami said the state government is taking several steps to promote Ayurveda.
ई संजीवनी पोर्टल के माध्यम से 70 से अधिक विशेषज्ञों द्वारा आयुष परामर्श प्रदान किया जा रहा है. हम प्रत्येक जनपद में 50 बेड और 10 बेड वाले आयुष चिकित्सालयों की स्थापना कर रहे हैं. प्रत्येक जनपद के एक गांव को आयुष मॉडल गांव के रूप में स्थापित कर आयुर्वेद आयुर्वेदिक जड़ी बूटियों के उत्पादन को भी बढ़ावा दे रहे हैं. इसके साथ ही हमारी सरकार द्वारा प्रदेश में उत्तराखंड आयुष नीति को लागू कर आयुष निर्माण वेलनेस शोध शिक्षा और औषधि पौधों के उत्पादन को गति प्रदान की जा रही है.
The 22nd Divya Kala Mela began at India Gate in New Delhi from today. Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment is hosting the 11-day event to showcase the talent, creativity and entrepreneurial spirit of Divyang artists from across India. The event will run till the 22nd of this month from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Prasar Bharati has signed an MOU with Hockey India in New Delhi today to provide live broadcast of the upcoming Hockey India League. With this MOU, Doordarshan has become the official broadcast partner for Hockey India League 2024-25. On the occasion, Hockey India League Governing Committee member Bholanath Singh and Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Sehgal exchanged the MOU. CEO Prasar Bharati Gaurav Dwivedi, Director General of Akashwani Pragya Paliwal Gaur, Director General of Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad, Director General of Doordarshan News Priya Kumar, among others, also attended the event. In World Chess Championship in Singapore, the crucial 14th and the final game between Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh and defending champion Ding Lijian of China will begin in a short while from now. The match is scheduled to commence at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The winner of the game 14 will be crowned the world champion. If the game ends in a draw, tie breaks featuring speed chess will be played tomorrow. Yesterday, the 13th game between Gukesh and Ding Lijian ended in a draw after a five-hour battle on the board. After the draw, both have 6.5 points each. In Kerala, the India Meteorological Department or IMD has issued red alert in three districts of the state, indicating the possibility of extremely heavy rainfall. As per the latest weather bulletin issued by the IMD, red alert has been issued in Pathanamthitta, Ernakulam and Idukki districts. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading marginally lower in the afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 171 points to 81,355 and the NSE Nifty 50 fell 63 points to 24,579. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witness adjournments amid uproar by Treasury and opposition benches over various issues. Government says scheme for cashless treatment of road accident victims to be launched soon in the entire country. Initiative already saved over 2,000 lives in six states. Seven Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. UAE Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi this afternoon. And in World Chess Championship in Singapore, the crucial 14th and the final contest between D. Kukesh and China's Ding Lijian to begin in a short while. And with that, we end the midday news.